rainy day. He puts up and...
Unbelievable.
What is the last thing to be put on a bed when it's made up?
Cover.
A person in bed rests his head on a...
Pillow.
And what do you call a large pillow that extends across the bed?
Bolster.
If a boy threw a rock across the river and it landed on the other side, you say, the rock didn't just go halfway across the river. It
went all the way across.
Okay. What's something like a blanket that goes on the outside of a bed, but it's washable and it's tied rather than sewn?
I got one.
Like maybe, let me do this another way. How about a patchwork?
I care.
A patchwork.
A quilt.
Okay, but is that tied or that's sewn though, isn't it?
A quilt?
Uh-huh.
It's hand sewn.
Uh-huh. Well, do you distinguish between a quilt and a comfort?
A comfort, I think, is something that is then layered with cotton between it.
Uh-huh.
Or very, very light wool. But a quilt is, a comfort may be a one piece of material, but a quilt is made of many pieces, separate pieces of material.
Uh-huh.
You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
A comfort could be one large piece and then cotton put between it and another piece and then it's stitched across, because if you notice it's just puffy in section.
Yeah.
A comfort is.
Yeah.
But a quilt is a solid sheet. The base is made of a solid piece. And then you're padding it, and then your patches are your quilted top.
And that goes
is then
on top
put on top.
That.
That's right.
I see.
And you see,
and so that's
you
not,
could take,
that's not
you
puffy
could take,
then, the way a comfort is.
Hold on.
Uh-huh. Okay.
A comfort is supposedly, and it's a fact that it contains more air than a quilt. Now, a quilt is almost solid and is very heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Because quilting is a real, and I think it's lost, because I don't hear of anybody ever doing any quilting anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But a comfort is, and that's why it is given the name, because it accomplishes the same purpose and is much lighter.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That's a good name for it.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever heard a comfort called a puff?
Huh.
Okay.
But I can understand why it would be.
Yeah,
because
what do you call a bed that's made up on the floor?
Pallet.
What do you call flat, low-lying land along a stream?
Or a river?
Bottom.
What do you call low-lying grassland?
Marshes, is that what you...
Okay, that's it.
Uh-huh.
What do you call lowland that's covered with water?
Swamp.
Okay. What do you call the grass that grows along a river?
Reeds.
Okay. And what was the word that you just said at the end with an M?
Marshes.
Okay. What do you call rich black soil? Do you have a word for it?
We just call it bottom land.
Okay. What do you call a sand clay mixture?
Loamy.
Okay. Some people want to get some water out of the swamp, and so they are what the swamp?
Draining.
Okay. To get the water out, they may have to cut a drainage.
Ditch.
What do you call a shallow arm of the sea that has a current in it? Or shallow, maybe a shallow arm of a river would do just as well.
Eddy, pool, pond.
Okay. Are you familiar with the term slough?
I'm familiar. S L U E.
Okay.
Now the word sluice, but that's a trough through which water is maybe either pumped or gravity. Moved by gravity.
Oh, you mean like in these locks?
Yeah.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, okay. What do you call a small freshwater stream?
Creek.
And what's something that's a little bigger than a creek?
Rivulet.
Okay. Now what I'm interested in here is like what we did with the drizzle and the shower. I want you to name several of them and arrange them in order for me.
Well, there's a ditch.
Did they
and the stream, and the creek,
a
rivulet,
and break a
course, is the big river, the river.
Uh-huh. So that's pretty good. So then that's in
Brook. Brook comes in there between, the ditch and a stream. Mm-hmm. A brook would be, but you usually think of a brook being in the hills. And with a rocky bottom. Otherwise, down here, we don't have what we would call real brooks in this area at all. They're all small streams or just streams.
Uh-huh. Or creeks.
Or creeks, yeah. Uh-huh. But you think of a creek being mostly through a wooded area, and a stream could flow through open.
That's a good distinction.
Area.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it seems to be.